This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, our number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz. Click like, send a message. If it's any good, Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates 975. Can text the show. You know the number for that. No Twitch today because we are on location at Twin Peaks on Kirby and 59. Technically, it's another street, but it's the Kirby exit.
Yeah, so you know where it is.
You guys know where it is. You can't miss it. You drive by Academy, and then you drive by Twin Peaks. But you don't drive by Twin Peaks. You pull into the parking lot, and you park here, and you come hang out, especially if you're just getting off work. This is a really good place to come and watch all the sports matches. There's lots of good sports matches tonight. And everybody probably needs a break from baseball for one night.
Yeah. So watch some football, watch some basketball.
Yes.
And then get back to baseball tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Lamont was talking about the most recognizable defensive players, you know, like in his lifetime, and I'll say in my lifetime, he says Deion.
Up there.
It's hard to argue that one.
Lawrence Taylor's up there.
The guys that I thought of, Ray Lewis, not necessarily for good reasons, but he became very very famous.
Deion didn't allegedly kill anybody.
Reggie White.
That was a good one.
And then I said Brian Urlacher and Troy Polamalu. They were probably
those are good ones. Yeah.
I mean, just and Troy Polamalu is still doing commercials. I mean,
I'll go back to my era. Ronnie Lott,
yeah,
was a big one. Lawrence Taylor was the biggest.
Yeah.
Bruce Smith was a big one too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to come up with. I mean, there's just not nearly as many. You know, and my guess is there's not with.
Defense isn't sexy.
Yeah, it's just not. Deion did a good job of making it look sexy, though.
Yeah, yeah, because he was different.
But Deion was also a two-sport athlete,
right,
which raised his profile. So, yeah. Brother Bear says, more recognizable, LeBron James or Norman Reedus? LeBron.
It's funny. I was watching Boondock Saints again the other night. Norman Reedus. But, yeah, I'll take LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a slam dunk.
See, I think the better argument is LeBron or Tiger.
That's a good argument. Yeah, Norman Reedus has 3.9 million Twitter followers. LeBron has 43.8.
Okay.
That's not a discussion.
Yeah. But I think I think Tiger, even before all his controversy, was up there.
Yeah.
He transcends his sport. Even to this day, I mean, people cared about the Masters this year.
Yeah, I think, like, there's, you know, a lot of people say, does it pass the wife test or the mom test? Like, if you asked your mom about this guy or showed her a picture and she knew him, that's how you know they're, like, legit famous.
Yeah.
Like, if you showed your mom a picture of Carlos Correa, she wouldn't know who he was, would she?
She would. She's a sports fan, though.
Oh, okay.
By the way, she had surgery today, so good luck with that, Mom. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, shout out Fred's mom.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Michael Strahan, but I think he's more known from doing the morning show now.
Well, yeah, that's true, though, but he is a recognizable dude.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. So, no hockey plays tonight. I'll have one tomorrow, for those of you asking.
You better.
I know. I don't play every night.
No MLB plays for me tonight. I know everybody's like, oh, AJ's 100% on the season. Let me get those MLB goods. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to slow it down. There's also no game tonight.
That's another reason to pass.
Yeah, that's two reasons. I don't want to commit too much. You know, I pick my spots. You know, maybe. No, you probably won't get another play from me, but I made $166. That's a
because it was plus 166.
That's,
right?
That's the big win. Yeah, one unit, $166. I'm balling out of control on these MLB picks.
Christina, the little person who was here earlier, said she saw Holly's doppelganger here I haven't seen her today. We saw her last time we were here. There was a girl that looked just like Holly.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, took me a second. I double take. Like, what? You working an extra job now? What the hell? But I haven't seen her here yet today. But you can come out and see all the Twin Peaks.
Yeah, there's chicks way hotter than Holly out here. Trust me. Trust me.
Here's one for you: LeBron or Ronaldo. So I don't know.
I'm not in that world to know how famous Ronaldo is.
Around the world, I'm guessing probably Ronaldo.
Yeah, but globally, he's almost a lock.
Yeah, but I don't know because I don't. I'm American, and all I care about is America. So,
Lamont says, AJ, if Aaron tells you he can get you Tiger Woods, LeBron James, or Michael Jackson for an hour, which one you interview? Which one would you interview if they agreed to your candid format? Basically, which one has more stories?
Well, if Michael Jackson's alive, to say
everything, it's Michael Jackson. I mean,
especially since he's come back from the dead.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think
that's huge.
Implied. But if they would be totally open and honest and candid, Michael Jackson is a way more interesting interview than Tiger or LeBron.
And I would say second on the list would be Tiger.
Yeah.
Even though neither one of those guys is very interesting,
if
he would answer questions about that stuff, like banging Denny's waitresses and all of that, that would be a fascinating interview.
I mean, I'd love to interview LeBron because, I think he's by the time his career's over, he may go down as the greatest player that's ever played, which is intriguing to me. But because he's so squeaky clean off court, he's just not a very interesting character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
most of the all-time greats aren't. Michael Jordan's not that interesting.
Yeah, but if you could ask Michael Jordan about his gambling addictions,
I would. Yeah.
Why his dad got murdered, like then
if now, he would answer it, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. If you're,
but he wouldn't.
Yeah, but in this hypothetical, you're going to get total honesty from the guy you're interviewing. LeBron's not interesting.
No. I mean, he does a lot of great things in the community, but you know what?
That's not what we're looking for.
Nobody's interested in that kind of
stuff. We're looking for the dirt.
No, nobody wants the positive stories.
Yeah.
They really don't. And yeah, that's why Tiger would be more interesting.
We want to know where the bodies are buried. That's what we want to know.
I'm for. Yeah, I mean, but that's what's interesting, right?
To me.
Well, I think that's what the people want.
Yeah.
People don't want just good old-fashioned... Oh, he's a nice guy who gives millions to charity. It's been that way forever. You'd much rather hear the stories of redemption and failure and stuff. That's why I think if Tiger would actually talk.
Did you see this Adam Schefter saying that Dallas and the Patriots have made a trade?
Oh, yeah?
New England trades Michael Bennett to the Cowboys for a 7th-round pick. That can go to a 6th-round pick in 2021. Dallas now can rotate a group of defensive ends that includes Bennett, DeMarcus Lawrence, Robert Quinn, Kerry Hyder, Dorrance Armstrong. So Dallas trying to fix some issues on defense.
Yeah, I think...
It's weird for New England to be selling anything.
I think he wore out his welcome there.
Kind of like Josh Gordon, I guess.
Yeah.
Patriots just have no patience for that nonsense.
And if you mess around and... piss off a coach, you're gone.
And that's, I mean, I kind of respect it because the Patriots will take a chance on guys that a lot of other teams won't. And then if it goes wrong, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like they don't really care.
Just real quickly, for those of you who aren't on Twitter or Facebook who want to order the AJ Hoffman shirt, it is now up on SportsMap.
It's not the AJ Hoffman shirt.
It's the AJ Hoffman shirt.
But it's the
Houston Legend shirt.
Yeah, and yeah.
You created it.
All the money's going to charity.
And it's a Beatles-inspired T-shirt.
Yes.
And so the link to purchase it is on SportsMap. So there's a few paragraphs is all it is, but it just tells you where you can get it, what it's for, and it quotes AJ's tweet.
Perfect.
So you're all set. I told you I would take care of that.
Thank you, Fred. So all right. I got to tell you guys about CBDMD.com. I am a big-time supporter of CBD. I've been using CBD for years. And I'll tell you what, CBDMD.com has really changed the game for me. For one, saved me a ton of money. CBD, it can be pricey. And if you don't know, you know who you're buying from, you might be paying a lot of money for a lower-quality product. CBDMD has got a nice product, a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're third-party lab tested. It's clean. It's safe. And it's naturally sourced from hemp grown in the U.S. using organic farming methods. This is high-quality stuff, and it works. Most importantly, it works. It works for me. I take the oil every morning. After I work out, I use the CBD Freeze any place that I'm hurting. And I've just never felt better. They've also got CBD Recover, CBD Revive, which is sort of a lotion. And, man, it's just changed the game for me. You got to check it out. And to make it easier for you guys to check it out, 20% off your first order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey now, we are back.
You're on
The
you're
Blitz.
Back. Okay,
yeah,
there
we're
we
back.
Go. Yeah, our on-site producer is off macking. And
yeah, he's trying to holler at chicks.
Yeah, good for him.
Shocker.
Fortunately, A.J. knows how to turn a lever.
Thank you. I'm a professional.
Somebody says interview with Michael Jackson, OJ, or Bill Cosby. That's easy, OJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now he's back and fixing it.
If, again, it only if they'll be completely honest. Although Bill Cosby would be pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Because, I mean. Because
he'd mix in a joke in between him talking about drugging women.
The problem is, like, Bill Cosby, Michael Jackson, OJ, like. Even though these guys aren't in like, is Bill Cosby in prison, or is he still, like, not all the way in prison?
I don't think he is. I don't know.
It's one of those, we know all of them are guilty, but it would be nice to hear them say it out loud. But, like, OJ, I'm the most certain of his guilt.
Yeah.
So I don't really even need to hear him say it. I just know.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to hear him say it.
What did it feel like to lop off some heads?
Yeah.
That I'd like to know. I want to know what that feels like. And, you know, I did get some of that from Mine Hunters.
Yeah.
You got some of that. But it wasn't the real guys, although they played them real well.
Yeah.
So it was almost like you were interviewing them.
But, I mean, you've heard some guys do it, but.
Yeah.
You've never heard a Heisman Trophy winner talk about
right,
it.
Right, right.
It's one thing to hear Ted Bundy talk about killing women. It's another thing for OJ. Daddy Juice.
I want to hear some of his prison stories. His Daddy Juice,
me too.
Dude.
That's why OJ would be most interesting.
Yeah. Somebody asked Namath Ali or Tyson. We did Tyson one time.
Yeah, we've done Tyson.
Yeah.
I mean, and Ali, I would have liked to talk to Ali, you know, 20 years ago. At this point, I don't know how much of an interview it would be.
Now, again, it'd be a great interview if he came back from the grave.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean. But, like.
Well, no, at the end there, I don't know that. There was that much left. So, somebody says, Mindhunter Season 2 good. Yeah, I liked it. It kind of ended flat, but I really liked it. I'm fascinated by that kind of stuff.
And it's going to keep going.
Yeah. But I especially love the Manson guy. He really nailed him. And it's a cool show. And if you like.
And Season 2 has an episode that's got some Houston centric stuff to it.
Yeah, we've had our share of serial killers here.
Yeah.
So, I would definitely check it out if you're interested in that kind of thing. And I'm just fascinated by the mindset. I know we kid about that a lot, but I'm really intrigued by guys who get off on killing people and then get away with it for so long when they'll actually talk about it.
And there's going to be a third season of it. There has to be, because they've set up that BTK killer thing the whole time.
Yeah, and haven't done anything with it yet. So. All right, 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show. Did you see what your favorite coach, John Gruden, had to say about Deshaun Watson this week?
No.
He says you're a miserable human being if you don't like him.
Mm.
If you don't like Deshaun.
Okay.
He says everybody that meets Watson likes Watson. I get accused of liking everybody. You know that. That's true.
Except his own guys.
Quarterbacks, yeah. He says, but if you don't like Deshaun Watson, you don't like anybody. You're a miserable human being if you don't like this kid. The room lights up when he walks in. He's charismatic. You love where he came from. You love how hard he's worked to get where he is. And he's never lost his family and where he came from. He's just a great, great person. And unfortunately for us, he's really turned into an all-around superstar quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how much he's going to like him after Sunday. I know everybody thinks that I'm always betting against the Texans. This week, one of my favorite sides is the Texans. The Raiders don't have a pass rush. I can't imagine why. You know, it sure would be nice to have a Khalil Mack type. But
when you give that guy time.
But, yeah, I mean, we've seen the last, you know, over the last few weeks when Deshaun's had time, like he did against Atlanta, like he did against Kansas City, he will eat. And, you know, I know Will Fuller's out. It doesn't matter to me.
I'll say unpopular opinion. I like Kenny Stills better than Will Fuller.
I think I do, too. I mean, I think that at their highest high end, Will Fuller's probably got more. But we'd never see it. So
We've seen it one time. He had the big game earlier this year. That's it.
And then as far as the Texans go, there's one obvious way to attack the Texans. It's through the air. You know, the Colts are a team who love to run the ball. And even they decided, you know what? This week we're gonna air it out a little bit.
Because it's tough to run against the Texans.
It is.
It really is.
And what's the Raiders' offense right now is Josh Jordan. And if they can't run the ball, now you're saying Derek Carr is going to be – I mean, will Derek Carr put up some numbers on this Texans team? But
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
But will they be able to keep up offensively with what the Texans should put up this week? I don't think so. I think anything inside of 7, you're getting a nice number on the Texans.
I agree. And, yeah, I'm not one who likes betting on the Texans, but I'm with you on that. And I think the whole Gary and Conley thing is pretty weird, that he's been with the Raiders – and in the week you trade him, he's playing against you.
Yeah.
He's got to be able to give you some insight, right?
You'd think.
You know, so I just think a lot of things add up to the I love some NFL games this week. I really do. And I'll just say if I'm wrong, then I'll be homeless.
Oh, boy.
Because
sounds like me last week. I'm still licking wounds from last week.
But
luckily, I built up a nice little NFL cushion. But
yeah,
oh.
But I like the Bucs a lot in their game for reasons we talked about earlier in the week. I like the Chiefs a lot. That number's down to 3.5 because Mahomes might play. I got it at 4.5.
I actually think if I'd like them to say Mahomes won't play and let the number juice back up.
Yeah, well, I feel like it's not going to go above 4.5, which is what I got it at. But it's 3.5 now. Yeah, I don't mind the Colts against the Broncos either. It's not one of my prime plays, but I like the Panthers a lot at San Fran. And I think the Cardinals cover 10 on the Saints, even if Drew Brees plays.
Yeah, we're on a lot of the similar games. I like the Giants. I like the over against the Lions. The Giants catching a whole touchdown, that just seems like too much. The Lions, they're not running away from anybody. I'm with you on Tampa. I like the Bears-Chargers under.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a really bad offense versus a really slow offense. I like
that a lot, too, although that one has the feel of a game where they might put up a bunch of points in the fourth quarter and screw you.
The Colts-Broncos, I like that. I like the under in that game. You know, I think I like the Patriots, too, over the Browns. It just seems like – every time I think of Belichick versus young quarterbacks, and as good as this defense is for the Patriots, Baker Mayfield leads the league in interceptions. It just can't go their way.
Yeah, you know what Belichick's going to do.
And then the Belichick versus Kitchens matchup is laughable.
So does Houston have any chance against SMU tonight? We'll ask Brad when he comes on. I think the only chance they would have is if Clayton Tune were playing and 100% healthy.
Which he won't be.
And he won't be. And because they can't stop SMU. They can't stop anybody. Especially their pass defense in particular is really bad. And guess what SMU does pretty well? They throw the football.
Yeah.
So I think the key for UH is if they can run the ball against SMU, try to shorten the game, then they'd have a puncher's chance. Then it would be an under game. But yeah, I think that's asking a lot. They're going to have to really keep SMU off the field and somehow get some stops. And I don't see it. And I think SMU it's interesting now. Like you saw it against Tulsa when suddenly you're ranked and you're the hunted instead of the cute little team.
Yeah.
But man, they beat a good Temple team last week. This is a good football team. Sonny Dykes has done a great job. This is the level Sonny Dykes belongs coaching at.
That's about right, yeah.
I think he's a really good coach at this level. All right, I'm going to tell you who's great at all levels, Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard. And now's the time, man. Now's when you want to be outside. Like they've got the roof open here today. That's how great it is outside. Well, you can get a custom outdoor kitchen, patio, fire features, you name it, a pool. We're going to use them to put some stuff out at our place that we bought. And how about this? If you want to renovate, they got you covered with Carvestone, whether it's your driveway or your patio. And whatever it is, they can help. And the Carvestone gives you the look of real stone on your existing surface for less, 2 times stronger than concrete. They back it up with a 7-year warranty. And if you're worried about paying for it, well, they've got all kinds of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. That's why they're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009 with an A-plus rating. I don't know about you guys, A-plus, pretty good. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today, or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Twin Peaks, Kirby and 59. And I was just looking out at 59, how if you're on 59, you're not moving.
You don't want to be on 59.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and exit and get your butt out here.
Yeah, hang out with these scenic views.
There's a lot of scenic views, yes.
Yeah.
And you can have some Crawford Bock while you're here. You can have some food. You can chill. You can watch whatever sport entices you this evening. They got you covered. So, always fun to come out here, and if you want to get in, best way to hit us up is on Twitter or the text line today. Kelly in Clear Lake asks, is there any other team you don't like betting on besides the Texans? Is you don't like the Texans because you're close to them and see them more often than other teams. That's actually an advantage. That's why I have a pretty good feel for UH, but this Texans team I don't have a great feel for. And, you know, last year they kind of burned me a lot. And you expect to see one thing, and then you see something completely different. But I do feel pretty good about this week's game. So
I felt pretty good about last week's game, too.
Yeah, I mean, I did. Not enough to bet it, just because they made me look bad the week before against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And they made me look bad against the Falcons. And so they were much better than I expected them to be. And then... So that really made me back off last week, although my gut told me bet the Colts, especially at one. I mean, I figured I thought the game would be a one-score game and that the Colts would win, and that's exactly what happened. But, yeah, this week I feel pretty good about them getting it done. So we shall see. I'm due for a monster week. I could feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. And just quick quick note on Sports Map. If you haven't had a chance to get on there today, there's so much great stuff. Site's blowing up. There's a link to Hoffman's shirt on there if you want to go and buy that. Palillo has a something that'll make Astros fans feel better. He's going to talk you off the ledge on what might happen.
Good luck.
Josh Jordan has his fantasy football rankings. My man Victor has the report on the Dynamo hiring a new coach. It's a name I've heard, Tab Ramos.
Are you looking at me to see if I've heard that name?
I don't know if you have, but I have.
No.
And a lot of Rocket stuff, so just go and check it out, man. It's a great website. It's the greatest. It's the best. It's tremendous. We had our biggest user day of the year Wednesday. We had our biggest page view day ever on Monday. And we're going to have our best month ever. I'm hoping that it's I'm hoping for a little bit more by the end of the month. I need the Astros to make it to a game 6, I think, in order to get where we want to get.
Some news, a tweet from Nate Diaz, and I haven't seen anything official from the UFC, so I don't want to sound the alarm too much, but UFC 244, which is November 2nd, a week from Saturday? Yeah, a week from this Saturday, where Nate Diaz and George Masvidal are supposed to fight. One of the most anticipated fights in a long time, I would say. Nate Diaz just tweeted out, I'm not going to make it out to NYC for fight week next week because they say I tested with elevated levels that they say might be from some tainted supplements. I call false on that because I only take whole food or natural food supplements. I don't even eat meat. So until UFC, USADA, or whoever is bleeping with me fixes it, I won't be competing. I'm not going to play their game and try and hide it or keep quiet as they've suggested. I'm not going to have my name tainted as a cheater like these other mother bleepers who just keep quiet until after the fight just so that they can say that they can get paid. Bleeping cheaters. I don't give a bleep about some money over my dignity and my legacy. I'm not playing along with this bull bleep. I'm not staying quiet and figuring it out after the fight. That's cheating. So fight game, I'll see you when I see you. Sincerely, the realest, baddest mother bleeper in the game. That would be... I don't think... Nate Diaz is the last guy I would expect to be on steroids.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if he failed a weed test. But if that fight's off, I'm going to be super bummed.
Yeah, that would... By the way, you see, Randy Couture apparently had a heart attack and was rushed to the hospital.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
That's a guy who I wouldn't be surprised if he failed a steroid test or two. Wow. So...
Right now, his heart's failing, apparently. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's another thing that they're going to have out here at Twin Peaks is they're going to have the UFC. And that'll be an interesting weekend because you can watch the fights here, go pass out in your car, and then get back here at 8 o'clock the next morning for the Texas game. That's what I would probably do. Yeah, that's a smart thing to do.
Well, I don't know if that's smart.
Well,
it's a thing that you could
do. It's a thing. How's that?
It's a thing.
Yeah. I don't recommend it. But 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. That's the best way to do it. So how are you feeling about Moneyline Rockets tonight? I do not. I rarely play NBA.
I don't.
Just not my thing.
Yeah, mine either.
I occasionally, like if a team's on a back-to-back or long road trip across country after a tough game, especially after a double overtime game, or a key injury that hasn't gotten out yet. But, I mean, that's maybe 4 or 5 times a year. So, yeah, sorry. It's just not something that I do on a regular basis. I bet significantly more hockey. And
Rockets are -1, so money line is basically the spread.
Yeah, so I don't know what the Rockets are going to be yet enough to go out there and make a play on them. I'd probably, you said, okay, here's $1,000, you have to bet it tonight. Probably take the Bucks just because I kind of know what they are. I do think by the end of the season, the Rockets are going to be a very interesting team. I just don't know what they're going to be day one. It's going to take a while for them to figure it out, I think. So, and maybe not. Maybe they come out, and this is why I couldn't play it. Maybe they come out and they've got it all figured out right off the bat. And if they do, okay. But, sorry, can't help you with that one. I'd like to, but it would be just guessing. Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN if you wish to text the show. We will have Brad Powers at 6 o'clock, and we'll be talking college football. Lots of it.
Yes, sir.
I don't have as many college games this week as I do NFL games.
I've got a few, but I'm not all that excited about them, honestly.
I've got two that I really like, and that's about it. And on our game that we do with Eric, I think this is the first time I've ever done this. I have all NFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't have a single college game.
I have one college game.
I wasn't really that crazy about the college games on there. And well, I mean, like I said, I only like two. So there is that. But and then I feel really good about my picks for the Super Contest this week, too. So
all right.
Just going to be a good week.
I hope you're right. I need one after last week.
Well, and we're kind of in this on a lot of the same games, so I actually feel better about that. I don't know that I should feel better about that. I should probably be worried, but
yeah, since I was 4-9 in the NFL last week, you should be worried.
Yeah, well, that ain't happening 2 weeks in a row.
I hope you're right on that
because you're not going to have 13 plays.
But that's true.
But no, I have a strong feeling you will bounce back. So, Mass, do you ever have road shows on the north side of town? Yeah, we've been up there before. It's not. I'd say we've had 2 or 3 this year.
I mean, we used to do 2 blows, like, damn near once, twice a month.
Yeah. Then Chip passed away.
Yeah, we don't get up there that often anymore. But yeah, we pretty much hit every part of town at some point or another.
Yeah,
we've done a show at the Twin Peaks up in Shenandoah.
Yeah, we were there a month ago, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, we get up there quite a bit, and we've been to that one, been to the one out 290, been to the one out I-10.
Yeah.
The only one we haven't done is the one down south. So yeah, we get around. It's just a matter of.
I don't want to go to that one down south. The traffic.
Oh.
I'm tired of driving.
Honestly, you took the wrong exit last week or this week, whatever it was. So,
Waze told me to do that. I blame Waze.
Yeah,
there's too much construction. I mean, come on.
Well, you were going to get gas, and you got caught up in the worst.
Yeah.
Worst
and there wasn't even any gas. Come on. Get it together, south of town.
Larry asked, "Do you like Texans money line? Not for the juice you have to pay. No."
I do think the Texans, if you're looking at 6.5, or even if you're looking at 7, I think the Texans as part of a teaser is good. You get them down to a minus a half or minus 1 as part of a 6-point teaser. I think the Texans are a good play there.
Well, you know where you can play them. Mybookie.ag.
I knew you were going to say that.
Exactly. And you want to get in on that college game tonight. A lot of people asking about that. Mybookie.ag. The hockey plays that I have for you tomorrow, mybookie.ag. You still want to get in on the World Series where you can get a plus number on your beloved local team? Mybookie.ag. And that's where all my players are going this weekend. They've also got horses. They've got everything. And the best thing is you win, you get paid. Nobody pays out faster. And a lot of these websites in the past that I've been on, half the gamble is putting your money in because you never know if you're going to get it out. That's not the case of MyBookie. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. They got all kinds of deposit options for you for a first-timer. Go check them out. But you got to use promo code RADIO to get the double your money offer and the other offers that they have. Promo code RADIO at mybookie.ag. And if you're already on mybookie.ag, just check your email because they're sending offers all the time. Reload bonuses, bonuses for betting specific games. It's all available at mybookie.ag. You get in on your beloved Rockets tonight. It's all right there. Mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. Mybookie.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
It was a bit of a directionless day for stocks as the Dow finished essentially flat today, but the S&P and NASDAQ gained ground, the NASDAQ coming to within striking distance of an all-time high once again, although the major averages have been turned back at their previous highs in recent sessions. Mixed earnings reports casting a pall on some individual stocks, some doing better than expected, like Tesla, while Twitter was on the downside. Meanwhile, economic data came in a little on the soft side, weaker than expected in new home sales and in durable goods orders, while jobless claims were a little better. Meanwhile, overseas markets rattled a bit by word that Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, will seek an early election in December to try to push through his Brexit plans after not getting an accelerated timetable from Parliament yesterday. All of that put the British pound under pressure. The dollar strengthened a bit against key foreign currencies, and gold rallied amid that weakness and concerns about the uncertainty surrounding Brexit. Oil up about 20 cents on the day, still holding in the mid $53 range while we wait for more earnings reports, which have driven individual stocks but let the market effectively move sideways.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. If you're just getting in your car, you need to get your butt out here because you'll be able to watch sport tonight. How about that?
Sports match.
All right. How about we do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day?
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We may never top yesterday's Gem of the Florida Man banging Olaf. That's still my favorite story of the year, I think. But so I've got four to choose from. We've got a Joker one for you.
You still haven't watched it, huh?
I still haven't seen it yet. No, I'm surprised at you.
Right?
Well, I mean, I was going to go this weekend, and then it was just between the Astros and everything else, and I got to work on the website all weekend. I just haven't had time, and I've been meaning to go during the week. And again, right now, until we get back from London, I don't have any free time.
Why don't you go tonight?
Because tonight the wife has plans. We're going to go and get steak night and watch the games. So
that sounds like a horrible plan.
What? Watching football is a horrible plan?
Well, I'm just saying. It's not like the football's any good tonight.
I still want to watch it. Well, we'll do the Joker one then since.
All right.
Apparently, there's the iconic scene, and you've seen it in the commercial if you haven't seen the movie, where he's dancing down the stairs. Well, apparently, influencers, or Instagram models, as I like to call them, have been flocking to the stairs in the Bronx, and to the point where it's pissing off the residents of the Bronx.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
They're located along West 167th Street and listed as being at 1165 Shakespeare Avenue. And there are 945 posts on Instagram with the hashtag Joker Stairs.
Oh, boy.
And who knows how many more on Twitter. The U.S. representative for New York's congressional district and noted Twitter troll Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, "When I was growing up, everyone would tell us to stay away from those steps or go with a friend." Said she'd also preferred if tourists didn't make it such a scene. Think the way a lot of us feel, listen, keep your Instagram posts like this is for us. Oh, get over it, woman. But, yeah, apparently that's a big deal, the Joker Stairs. And it's not the safest area, I'm told.
I wouldn't imagine. I wouldn't want to piss off the residents around there.
Somebody says, if you're going to keep going to the Joker Stairs, you're going to end up getting robbed and your ass beat and really look like a clown. Watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really, you know what?
A clown.
I see what he did there. But honestly, would it be the worst thing in the world if we had some Instagram influencers die? I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, aren't there a few too many out there? And there are some that we've seen take selfies on cliffs and fall off, and it's kind of like, well, don't feel real sorry for you. That was kind of dumb. So if you're going to go to an area where people get robbed and beaten and mugged and take pictures, maybe you kind of get what you deserve.
Yeah.
I don't know. Drunk Bevo, wait, I thought those stairs were in Gotham.
I thought that too, now that I think about it.
Interesting. Well, that's your...
I think it's another Burrow.
Like Joe Burrow?
No, yeah, like Joe Burrow.
Or Jose Burrow, as I like to call him. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody says too much foot traffic in the Bronx. And I'm still getting Olaf jokes from yesterday. I guess the man banging Olaf couldn't let it go. Andy in Port Arthur. Well played, sir. Well played.
Zing.
Yeah, that was... is that not the perfect Florida man story? That might be my favorite Florida man story since the bath salts guy.
It's up there.
Or the woman who was shaving herself in the car while her ex was driving her to see her boyfriend.
I mean, listen.
That was a good one. Those are the all-timers, though.
Olaf, that was the best one yesterday. Let's face it.
Well, I mean, it is Florida.
Yeah.
And they're capable of topping that. But it's just so perfect. Actually, no. You know why it wasn't perfect? It wasn't in Walmart. It was in Target.
Yeah.
So... at least he was kind of high-end. All right, 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to get in, you want to get your college football betting.
Oh, God.
What? What?
The Rockets walking. They're arriving to Toyota Center on a red carpet with a DJ. The Rockets are the most obnoxious team in the NBA.
Oh, everybody does stuff like that opening night. Come on.
Like who?
Well...
I don't think everybody does that. Oh, my God. First three games and every weekend game for the rest of the season. Okay, well, like I said, it's hard for me to cheer for this Rockets team. I think they're going to be very good.
Oh, I do too.
I have a hard time being like, yeah, this is my kind of team. Like, it's not.
What, you don't like?
No. Whatever you're going to say, no, I don't like that.
Well, you don't like fast breaking? Because Russell Westbrook's going to fast break.
Is he going to fast break to the three-point line and then jump up and chuck it up? Or is he going to pass it to James Harden, who's going to dribble for 22 seconds and then chuck it up? Like, no, I don't like it. I don't like it on the court. I don't like it off the court. I do not like it.
Well, you need to try it.
No.
You need to try it.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
What about, do you like Clint Capella?
No.
Okay.
I do not like yellow stripes in your hair. I do not like it in your underwear.
Okay, that got a little personal. I don't know what happened there. But, okay.
I like P.J. Tucker, but P.J. Tucker does the dressing up thing, too. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's just, they're just not my kind of team.
What about?
I wish they were the Mavericks, because then I would be like, oh, I'd hate them. I try not to hate the Rockets because I grew up a Rockets fan. So, like, there's part of me that, you know, wants to see them do well. But at the same time, it's my least favorite iteration of the Rockets in my lifetime. And that includes, like, the time when Steve Francis and Coutinho Mobley were the best players.
That was a bad one.
Oh, I mean, the team was worse, certainly. I liked it better. I liked it better. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm trying to think of a group. Okay, well, you weren't born when they went to the finals the first time with Billy Paltz and those guys. And
no.
All they did was play football.
No.
I mean, that was hard to watch.
But I probably would have liked that better.
Probably. Probably. So.
Edward says, which NBA team could you get behind?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. We already know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've always said I like players more than teams. And that's why it's easy for me to look at the Rockets and go, I just don't like them because I don't like their players. And I didn't like James Harden before he came here. I didn't like Russell Westbrook before he came here. I didn't like Chris Paul before he came here. It's funny, and I don't think I was alone in any of those feelings, but then they came here, and most people are like, yeah, that's my guy now. I'm just not that way. If I don't like a player, and then he goes to a team, I'll just stop liking that team. I just like, oh, I don't want to watch you play anymore. I've always said, I like LeBron James. I've never liked the Lakers. I hope the Lakers do well, because I like LeBron. I don't know if that's just me that's that way, and it's really just that way. I don't know if it's that way with all sports for me, but it's definitely that way with the NBA. I care much more about players than the jersey, the team name. I don't care. I'm not loyal to that at all.
All right,
no comment for you. Like this Rockets team?
I want to see what they do first before I just say, oh, I hate all the guys.
Listen, did you like him last year?
No, I always liked Chris Paul. He was always one of my favorite guys to watch back before he got old.
Yeah,
and he wasn't any good anymore. But I want to see how they look together. I mean, off the court, do I like? No, but I don't really care about that. Everybody's got unlikable off the court guys. So, I mean, I want to see how it plays out first before I say, boy, I hate this team.
Okay,
and maybe I will. Maybe a month of the season, I'll be like, God, I hate watching these guys. But, you know, and that's
I mean, a lot of it last year was style of play. And couple years.
It was a hard watch.
It's you know, we talk about how long these MLB games are. That every possession for the Rockets last year felt like a four-hour Major League Baseball game.
Well, it felt like the
It's like dribble, dribble,
last night.
Dribble, yeah. Dribble. Dribble, better chuck it up here, or drive to the basket with no intention of actually scoring, But when you get close enough, throw your hands in the air and let the ball fly away and then act like you got hit really hard and then shoot free throws. It's just not an entertaining brand for me.
I think they can be more entertaining this year.
Maybe Russ makes it more interesting.
And, you know, I said I didn't really like watching him in Oklahoma City either.
Maybe I'm old school. I'm a ball movement guy. And the Rockets aren't really a ball movement team.
Well, they got two guys who can pass, so we'll see. I mean, I need to see it first. I'm curious because I can see a scenario where it works. I can also see a scenario where it falls apart completely. But I can't judge it off preseason basketball. Give me a month.
All right.
And if I'm at that point, I might agree with you.
All right.
I would say if I were a betting man, it's more likely I wind up agreeing with you than not agreeing with you. But I'd like to check it out. St. Patrick says, yeah, it's going to be strange rooting for Westbrook because I do not like his ass. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.